Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
It has been a few months since you made your New Year's resolution. Are you still on track with accomplishing them? Or have they already faded into the regular day-to-day activities? Even if you didn't make New Year's resolution, we all have dreams. Dreams we hold so close to our hearts, but somehow it just doesn't seem to materialize. Why does this happen? It is due to the program that's known as, get this, I am not good enough. Well, where did you get that from? This belief was passed down to you in your DNA from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your ancestors. What can be done to change this, I hear you ask? It's genetic voice printing. Genetic voice printing is a cutting-edge technology that allows you to connect with your subconscious mind, get this, with your subconscious mind while you're awake, and consciously delete the not good enough programming. Fascinating. For more information and a free consultation, visit geneticvoiceprints.com. That's geneticvoiceprints.com or call 404-808-8150. That's 404-808-8150.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head,
your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It's all about the change. It's all about the change. It's all about the change. Today, tomorrow, to next year, to now, to this moment. It's all about the change. It's all about transitions. Julie Dexter reminding us that everybody is going through changes, and she calls that transitions. Yes, it is. It's a moment to transcend, to step into the fullness of who and what you are, no matter what. Recognize how you learn. She talks about struggling supposed to make us stronger, and the knowledge we gain is supposed to make us wiser. But if you're complaining and judging and criticizing, you're missing the lesson. You're missing the blessing. Are you ready to embrace your transition? You better, because you're going to go through it anyway. So it just makes sense to embrace it. And when you embrace it, you learn the lesson and you keep it moving. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this time, in this very moment in time, even. thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Transitions, Julie Dexter. You can find out more about Julie Dexter by going to her website, juliedexter.com. juliedexter.com. She's got some great music. Music that you can chew on. Music you can taste. Music that makes your soul dance and makes your body vibrate. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. I am here Monday through Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, generally. But there's some other shows where we go a little bit longer. But you can go to, well, LifeConversationsRadio.com. You see it on there. We have all the times and let you know when is when. But to make it easier, there's so much information coming at you right now. And I just want to be the only one to make your life easier. So if you just go, if you look at the homepage and scroll to the top, there's an icon there that says follow. Just click it. So when you follow it, you get regular updates. You know when the show is happening. And you don't have to worry about anything. Over here, we make it easy for you because we help you lighten your load. To let go and go through the change with smiles and laughter and enjoyment. Today we are talking about shift. Shift is happening. Shift happens. And the other one without the F happens too. But you know, there's a method to how I even spelt it on the page. Because sometimes you are in the shift without the F, which leaves you with the ish, as you know. There's just this devilish nature of me they just want to say for the sake of saying it. But I'd rather not. There's no point doing that. I rock the boat and I rock the ship, but there's no need doing that. Get it. But shift happens. But sometimes we hold on and we're like, no, no. And your fingernails are breaking off and you're trying to hold on and shift is just moving like a cruise ship moving from the dock. And you're like, no, don't leave. But how are you handling your shift? Are you scared? Are you afraid? Are you complaining? Are you whining? Are you excited? Are you joyful? Or are you what I call, something that happens to me again, nervously excited, where something's about to happen and you're just nervous? I'm like, oh God, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited because I don't know what it is, but I know that when it show up, it's going to be good. Are you nervously excited? Where we are taking your calls. Maybe you're struggling with how to move through change, how to embrace the change. Maybe the change is painful because sometimes the change is not always easy. Sometimes it's emotional change, it's emotional shift. And you just it's hard to just say you want to move on, but you can't say. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Call in and we'll be happy to answer your questions. Bring it on, 347-426-3346. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. You can find out more about me and my work, my services, the way I choose to serve, to be of service on this planet, by going to lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. talking about shifts and transitions and change and serving on the planet. It is about expansion. It is about surrendering. It's about willing to see life differently, willing to see yourself differently, willing to tell a different story. And today, the perfect place to go for that, in continuation of this conversation, is to go to dailyword.com. I just love it when everything just comes together fluidly. Yes, don't have to push, don't have to force anything. It just happens. I do have choices, but I'm always led to the right one. So here we go, dailyword.com, expanded view. Because when you have an expanded view, you don't have to trip about the shift. And even if you trip, you're like, ouch, this hurts, but it's going to be good because I'm going to be wiser. Expanded view, I am open and willing to change my mind. Take a breath and just feel that again. Just take a breath. Just let it just move through your body, through your mind, and just feel it. Feel the affirmation. I am open and willing to change my mind. It makes a difference, being open and being willing. And let's go into the word. When I expand my mind, my heart follows. Expansion occurs when I open to a new thought or idea, or when I allow a question to attract an unexpected answer. If my mind is closed, I cannot effect change in the world. If I am entrenched in my beliefs, certain that I know the way, I am not able to see what is possible. As I release limited thinking and invite spirit to transform my mind, I see the world in its infinite possibility. It is like opening a magnificent gift. I see life anew and my defenses drop. I become open and willing to hear another point of view. When my mind is open, the light of spirit enters in. I anticipate and invite only my highest good. I anticipate and invite only my highest good. And I am richly blessed. I am richly blessed. I read that and there's so many things I want to say to things I'm reading. Just like, ooh. Those are words that just bring you peace when you feel it, when you just embody it. There are times we have to push the apply button because we kind of hear the words and it feels right and it feels good. But we got to push the apply button. We got to push the apply button. How are you pushing the apply button today? You afraid to push the apply button? And because you're afraid to push the apply button, other people are pushing your buttons and you're getting activated, aggravated, annoyed, frustrated. Well, they're telling you, push that button, push that button. So if you don't push the button, someone else will. Today, we want to push your button. We want to help you activate yourself, activate a new awareness. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And, shift happens. How are you handling your shift? Let's welcome those of you in the chat room. Betty Pegues is in the house moderating and doing her things behind the scene. Thank you, my sister. Elevate the soul. Emilio, who maybe he's, let's see if he's multitasking today. Let's see. Maybe he's present in the now. Let's see. He's present in the now. That's a good thing. Come out. Come out. I got to give the Bulls a shout out. Yeah, they worked it out. But anyway, silent listeners, these guys as guests, welcome, welcome, welcome. Walimu Speaks, Antoine, welcome, welcome, welcome. Nahali, where have you been? I had to go to therapy because I haven't seen you in a while, Sylvia. If you're going to leave and not come back, I don't deal with shift very well. I don't deal with changes. Let me know you won't be around. I've been doing all kind of stuff, but I think I'm better now that you're here. Notably, Nisi, it's nice to see you. Tamara Joy, and I guess that's Texas Angel, 1974. Oh, you're young. You're just a little baby, 1974. you're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. The number is 347-426-3346. And make sure, well, it don't matter if you press 1 or not, because we're going to come to you. And speaking of coming to you, today's topic is shift happens. How are you handling your shift? You know, we've heard that, you know, change is the only thing that's constant. and we know it. We say we know, but sometimes we just resist. We don't want to let go. We want to hold on. We want to keep things the same. Some changes we welcome, actually. Some changes we're just like, oh, I don't think I'm ready. But you know, nothing happens to you. It doesn't even happen to you, but let's stay there for a minute. Nothing happens to you. It happens for you. There you go. I like that better. Yeah, nothing happens to you. It happens for you. And everything that you're going through, that we're growing through, is for our own soul development, our spiritual transformation. Sometimes, I understand, it's not always easy. But here's the thing. We play mind games with ourselves. We play mind games. And some, you know, I was having a conversation with someone yesterday, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But let me just tell you, 347-426-3346 is the number to call with your questions, 347-426-3346. And before I tell you about the question, the conversation I was having yesterday, let me tell you part of the trigger for this show, because some of you may have sensed and felt and wondered and said, is it me or is it me? Well, Life Conversations Radio is going through a shift. And I'm happy to say it's a welcome shift. Some shifts, as I said, we always welcome it. But if you can be with it, it's better. But anyway, this is a welcome shift. This is, you know, this radio station was started off as a show in 2004. But it started off before that. But the inauguration was August 2004. And it was a show. And the idea was to have a radio platform where people call in and I'm assisting them to move from where they are to where they want to be, to look at their current reality and step into where they want to be. It's always been about people calling in saying, I'm stuck here, because that's one of the things that I do best, helping people break down the complex thought, the conditioned mind, so that they can get to a place and say, and when I'm doing that, I am on fire. I am just in the light. I'm just like, ooh, don't stop me now. Bring it. You know, I've actually noticed that even since we've been doing that on the show, my energy is different. When I finish the show, I'm just like hyped. But anyway, so the show, it started off as a show, and then it became a radio station with other presenters in England. And that was fun and tedious, because managing people, I don't like managing people. I love to do what I want to do. So we had different presenters, and they were doing different things, from business advice and blah, blah, blah. But cut a long story short, moved back to America, and after being gone for a while, and came back and wanted to do the same thing again. But things weren't working the way I thought it would. Shift was happening. So I surrendered to the shift. And when I surrendered to the shift, I found a good partner called Blog Talk Radio. So fast forward. And because of how things went over the last years, it became a platform where I share and people share their thoughts and comments, which was good. It was perfect. But now the shift is really taking it one step further and allowing what I've always wanted to do to reveal itself. And the great thing about it is I put this thought out in the universe, and the universe did what it needed to do, but Betty Pegues on my path, thank God for Facebook, and, you know, just one thing led to another. We chatted on Facebook, then she listened to the show, and then I interviewed her, and then we said, maybe we should do a show together. Maybe we'll do it once a month. Maybe we'll do it twice a month. And then it became, maybe you be my co-producer. So, shift is happening so fast, and I am so, so grateful. We've got compliments about, you know, the answering people's questions and how it's helping those who are not calling in, but just listen to the process helps. And that's what it's really all about. And we've also got emails about, you know, I don't know, something about that don't feel right. But it's all okay, because it's about how we're dealing with our shift. So that's part of the trigger. Betty Pegues and I are always constantly working and coming up with different ideas, different show topics. And this radio station is going to be exactly what it needs to be. I surrender to the big picture. And, you know, sometimes when you change, when you shift, you do feel like, oh, if it's something that's going your way, it's like, oh, it feels good. But if it's not going the way you think, it's supposed to go, then it becomes like, oh, I don't know, it's not working out. But you know, everything is always working out. So what are you dealing with today? What are you struggling with? What is stopping you from moving forward? Because, you know, shift, change, transition, some of it happens by default. Some of it is asking for your conscious participation. But some of us don't want to go. Some of us don't want to let go. We want to hold on. At the same time, we're saying, but I want to change. So I was having a conversation with someone yesterday. And it's a conversation around something they've been dealing with for a long time. It's the same conversation over and over and over and over. And every time they bring it up, I look at them and think, I get to check in with myself and see how I'm doing, how I'm feeling, if I'm judging them and criticizing them because, you've been having this conversation. But I've been in a neutral place. So yesterday I had the conversation. I said, listen, first I wanted to make sure that I'm not making up stuff. And I asked, if you need my support, I am here. And, I asked, how are you doing? And the question was, the answer was, which was kind of, money is killing me. Money is going to kill me or something like that. Or not having money is going to kill me. I was like, ooh, what an interesting prayer. The person said, well, it's not a prayer, it's just reality. I was like, okay, cool. If you need my support, I'm here to help. The person said, well, I looked on your website. You charge for your services. I said, I didn't say anything about money or my website. I said, if you need my help, I'm here to support. Well, I know, but you said on your website, it lists your charges. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm not what Betty calls. I'm not doing this ego battle. I refuse because I'm offering help to assist you move from where you are to where you want to be. But the whole thing became about the money the person didn't have in response to me offering help. And it was such an interesting dance. And I'm saying, it's what's not said that's important. I want to make sure that I hear what's not been said. And I'm thinking, okay. I said, therein lies your challenge. Because you're more, you want to be right rather than be happy. I'm not interested in being right or happy. I just want money. Okay, cool. And I just said, once again, there's nothing unsaid. I did not say anything about going to my services. I did not say anything about my charges. I said, when you're open, willing, ready, and if you want my help, I'm willing to support you. Well, you still didn't say anything about money. Why did I bring that up? It's because that's just not unique to this person that I was talking to yesterday. We do it. I do it. Sometimes we're going through the hardest time of our lives, but we use our mind to block our own blessings. We start having conversation that has nothing to do with what's being called for. So I didn't say, so here's somebody having challenge with money. I'm offering to help them because I know money is not the problem. Money is never the problem. But she'd made money the problem, that money became the problem to her receiving her blessing. So money was such a problem that she can't even see beyond money. So even if you gave her what she was asking for, even if you gave her the money, she still won't see the money because money was a problem. Now, when I say this, it's not to talk about the person that I'm talking about. I'm saying, well, which part of that resonates with you? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. What's the change? What's the shift? What are you refusing to surrender into? You know? And we can get very intellectual about our spiritual growth, our spiritual transformation. Because here's the thing. In my experience from, let's see. I can go there. Just checking in real quick. I was checking in out loud. And I'm going to bring my producer in. I'm checking in loud. I sometimes go to, sometimes go to Agape in the chat room. Most times I'm listening to what's going on. Sometimes I interact. At the beginning I used to interact a lot, but now I just more listen to the music and the service. And every now and then if someone's asking a question because they're stuck, I might support them and, I say what I think is coming up for me. And another chat room, even on this chat room. But what I am seeing in people that are meeting is when we talk about the spiritual conversation, we get passionate about it. But when it comes to pushing the apply button, sometimes we're challenged. Sometimes we can't find the button. But we have the conversation, but the apply button is the most important thing. Without the apply button, it's a waste of time. You might as well just go sit your hips somewhere. So shift happens. How are you dealing with your health? With your health? And that too. Yeah, how are you dealing with your health? I wonder if someone's dealing with their health but don't want to talk about it. Okay, I don't know where that came from. But anyway, how are you handling your shift? What's your challenge? What is it? Maybe your challenge right now is I am something I'm moving through. I really want to ask him, but I don't want to call in. I don't want people to know my business. Well, guess what? You already know the answer. 347-426-3346. Let me bring in Betty Pegues right here, and then we're going to take another call. Let's bring in my co-producer, Betty Pegues.
Hello.
How are you, Betty? Hello. You're there.
Oh, how are you?
I am in love.
You know, I had to use my phone and not trust Skype because I wanted my words heard loud and clearly.
yes, indeed.
Well, you know, I wanted to share my story, and hopefully this will resonate with some of the listeners out there. You know, shifts do happen, and they happen from the moment you're born to the moment you die, you're going to shift. And we begin to recognize them when we become adults, particularly when we're shifting from one career to a next. That's when they become very apparent that we're going through such a thing, but we recognize it even harder, and it becomes even more in our face when we're shifting from a job to a life purpose. Mm-hmm. And that's when it's a life purpose shift, we tend to become fixated for a moment. Now, I want to add, you know, because I agree with everything you were saying, but I want to add that shifts never just happen. You're always nudged. You're always prompted. You're always given something by spirit that we are now guiding you to another direction that we want you to go. And if everybody can really look back from different moments in their life, they will see that they were always guided and nudged and prompt. Now, I'll tell you quickly my story. I was a chef for over 30 years, and I have always been guided and nudged to be a reader, to do what I'm doing right now. But it was always like, no, not me. I don't have the skills. I don't think I'm talented enough. Because often when we're nudged and guided to do something we want to do, when that shift begins to surface, we put ourselves down, and we say why we can't do what we can't do. And so now the shift, the nudging becomes stronger and stronger. So when it really hits you, when it hits the fan, as it's sort of say, it's almost like your spirit saying, well, you know what? You did not heed all these subtle hints and pushings that I've given you. So now we're going to bring in circumstances and events to make the shift more apparent. And so for me, I did not heed that calling. I could have looked things up. I could have talked to people, but I didn't. I just kept saying, that's not for me. 30 years going into this career, once again, I'm steadily getting the nudges. And then finally, it was like my spirit said, okay, we got to take this to a new direction. This 30-year job no longer seems appealing to me. People are acting up. Workload is overbearing. Bosses are becoming out of control. The passion's no longer there. All of a sudden, this shift is looking pretty good. Going the other direction. And so, you know, as you begin to heed the calling and apply what you're giving, each shift gets easier because you start becoming aware. You start becoming more aware of the nudges. You can start feeling it actually coming on. Mm-hmm. And you can be open. The very first shift, I got the nudges. I knew I was being nudged somewhere, but I took the calling but took it in the wrong way. Needless to say, it still turned out all right. And this is when you hear people say, oh, you know, do what you love, but don't do it this way because I did it that way and it didn't work. Well, that's because you did not allow spirit to guide you. You know, there is no such thing as I'm going through a shift that the spirit won't take you through because it will bring everything to you for that shift. Second shift comes around is the radio show. Had no idea, get a call one day from a local radio station out here, hey, we want you to be on our radio and do some readings. And I instantly said yes. Had no idea what I was going to do or what I was going to say. then the rest is history with Are They Show. But the latest one that I want to tell you, when you do follow the nudging, when you do follow the prompting, the shifts aren't necessarily bad, and they don't have to be. If you would just take it, take yourself out of the equation and say, if I'm being nudged this way, then everything is going to come to me. So the nudging came. I'm now a reader. I've taken the first shift. I've taken the second shift. They weren't as smoothly as I would like them, but guess what? I've learned my lesson. Here comes the third shift. Mm-hmm. Everyone is saying, you should be teaching a class. Are you teaching a class? Now I'm feeling it. I felt the shift. In fact, I can remember telling Ade, something strange is happening. I can feel it, that I'm about to shift. And once again, I started getting this, can you teach a class? Can you teach a class? And finally, I said, you know what? Okay, I'm going to teach a class. But I'm going to take myself out of the equation. And you always get validation on what to do next. Just so happening that week, I was listening to a show of Emilio's. I was listening to a show of Ade's. And everybody seemed to have been on the same theme of being and not just doing or just going after what you want. And I'm like, wow, okay, maybe this is what my spirit is telling me I should do with this new shift they're taking me. So what I did is, this is how you apply it. I said, fine, I'm being taught, nudged to teach a class. Got right up, went to the owner of the shop, I want to book a room for a class. Went into the cafe, I need refreshments for the class. Start telling people I'm going to teach a class. In fact, I had no idea what I was going to teach. Within a week, I got totally booked up for a class. I didn't even know I was going to teach or even have a theme, but I do now. but the theme was, everything came to me. Had I just said, I don't know what I'm going to teach. I've never taught a class. I don't have the money. I don't have the means. I don't have the knowledge. Who would come? Is that a good subject? If I had said all of that, would I still be teaching the class? Yes, but probably much further down the line than my spirit would have wanted me to do. Mm. So I'm saying that shifts happen, and they happen all the time. They happen subtly. They never just happen. And they don't necessarily have to be bad. Truly, it's my belief that if you're not calling those, heeding those nudges, then life represents circumstances to sort of push you to it now more forcibly than you would have wanted. And this is when it gets crazy.
Indeed.
Indeed. This is when it goes crazy. So shifts happen. You know, my thing is, notice those nudges. Do not let what you have, do not let what you don't have dictate to you not to follow that shift. Because if it's a shift, it's a spiritual one. It's a divinely guided one. And you're being guided in that direction. You know, I've heard people shift from relationships, and they'll say, oh, my boyfriend left me, my husband left me, my wife left me. And I'll say, how many hints or how often did you get nudgings that you should have into this? And they will go, yeah, a lot. Of course. So now it's hit the fan, and you're saying,
What's up? Exactly.
I'm shocked. But so shifts, yeah. In my opinion, shifts just never happen. They're always warnings that you're about to get them. And as you tackle each one and become more comfortable with it, you will even start noticing it before it even gets to that point. You don't have to get to that point where you're screaming. Just notice the feelings. Just notice when you're being nudged and pushed, and then trust it. Let it go.
Trust the process and let it go. Let it go. You know, Betty was talking about relationships as well. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to take a call. We've got Glenda is waiting in line. We're going to come to you. But here's the thing, when we talk about shifts, sometimes, you know, even from what I'm saying and what what's your name again? Betty. There you go. That's your name.
Yes, that's my name.
Betty say, sometimes we always do, you know, we tend to overwhelm ourselves because we think it's got to be this great thing, and you know, it's about me living my purpose and transforming the world. Sometimes the shift is happening, let me put it this way. If you really want to know where shift is really calling your attention, is where you're having the most discomfort, where you're having the most pain. It could be with parenting. It could be with your partner, your husband, your wife, your spouse. It could be at work. It could be maybe your car isn't starting. Something is calling your attention. So whatever it is you're dealing with, 347-426-3346. We're taking your call. We'll come back and take Glenda's call. Make sure you call in with your questions and comments, 347-426-3346. And one thing I'm going to say real quick is, as a matter of fact, none of the shift, the change, the transformation you go through is good or bad. Thinking makes it so. You decide if it's good or bad.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
We are daring you to live your best life and being the change you want to see. Elevate the soul. Silent listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome. This geister's guest, Kamau Ifoma, is in the house. Walimu Antoine is in the house. Nahali Sylvia, notably Nisi. Joyful Tamara Joy. Texas Angel, 1974. It was a good year because that's the year you were born, I guess. Wild Goose, what are you chasing? Are you catching something? Let me know what you're catching and chasing. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning to Life Conversations Radio with Life Coach Ade. And let's see, let's take a call. 347-426-3346. We are taking your call. What are you dealing with? How are you handling your shift? What is stopping you? What is blocking you? What are you afraid of? Glenda.
Hello, Ade. How are you?
I'm good. You got such a beautiful energy. Hello, Ade. It's like, ooh, I wasn't feeling good. You woke me up.
Well, I think, not that I think, I know that what's shifting my energy is the practice of the principles that I agree to. So I heard you say that, you know, I'm also in the agape love stream as well. And I also do observe, well, you know what, you know, when we start talking about what's wrong or what's challenging us, and then people say, well, okay, well, chant this or affirm this or, you know, deep breathe, and then people just bypass it and say, okay, but wait a minute, my problem. It's I know that with all things, you know, I'm also a student right now, and I always tell people, how do you get those A's? I said, well, because I study. I put in the time. I follow the directions. If you put in the time and follow the directions, you'll reap the rewards. I take the time to understand what I'm supposed to do. So I say that to say that in this, you know, with working with our spirits, with this concept that we are, this truth that we and God are the same, a lot of times people will say, yes, I get it, you know, but not practice it. Because it's, you know, like, honestly, if somebody's getting on your nerves or cursing at you or yelling at you, you know, it may not be your first response to take a few deep breaths and say, I see the God in that person. You have to train yourself to do that.
Right,
you have
right,
to
right.
say, okay. So I just want to say that, you know, that I, that that I will testify that in the past couple of months I've had some challenges. And since I guess I tend to be a good student, I listen. And I took deep breaths and I, you know, I chanted. I got up in the morning and started affirming, you know, all my needs are met and I express joy. And it works. It has
so let me
all
ask you
the
this.
Choice but to work.
Let me ask you this, and you talk about it works, because you definitely made a shift in your consciousness.
There
was a time where you were sleeping and where you were dealing with your everyday stuff, and someone may have told you, be still, reflect, pray, affirm, or choose a different thought, and you may be like, you better get out my face. What happened for you to help you shift how you deal with life circumstances?
Well, you know, I think that, I mean, I've known about New Thought, Ancient Wisdom for like over 20 years. And I think that the most, my most recent challenges probably, I would say, have come to me because I needed to really go down deep to bring out the, you know, parts of me that I might not have been, you know, expressing. But what, to answer your question is, you know, I got tired of feeling bad. Meaning, like, I knew I had a period of time where I was manifesting, everything was good, and I was making money, and I was going to dance class, and, you know, and I could sit, you know, I could sit down over, you know, dinner and talk about spirituality. And then I went into a period where all of those comforts were taken away. Now how spiritual are you? How now that you don't have a job or don't have any money or, you know, you have this, these issues in your family, your mother's, you know, got this disease, you know, how spiritual are you? So it didn't, you know, the emotions overwhelmed me at first because I am sensitive to people when they say, but everything's going wrong. I went through that. It is difficult. You don't pick up yourself, you know, immediately and say, oh, my life is good. I don't know where my next check is coming from. It doesn't happen immediately, but what happened to me is I got tired of feeling bad. Yeah, I got tired of feeling sad. I got tired of feeling bad. And because I had a reference point of goodness, that I had moments of, you know, times of manifestation, times of these experiences and meditation classes, I knew that I could have more of that, but I just got tired of feeling sad, and I think that's key, because now if you deal with people who are used to being sad, they're addicted to feeling bad.
Oh yeah.
It may take a little bit more for them to bring themselves around the wheel.
Right, exactly, because where they are, they're such in a funk, and you can't solve a problem with the same mindset that created it. But it's being that example, sometimes we got to hold them in the light. And, you know, you talk about got tired of being feeling bad, but here's what I'm even putting out today is, as Betty suggested earlier, too, when the shift is happening, it starts like a quiet rumble. We don't have to wait till it's intense and there's pain, we're stressed out, we're depressed, and we say, okay, I'm ready. Shift happens so many levels, and it's part of life. Thank you, Glenda. I'm going to take a quick
call.
You're
welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you for being a teacher, accepting the lessons. And it comes in so many ways. This is you know, you can say it's a spiritual talk, but it's live. What are you doing now that's so outdated? Maybe you're doing something that you've been doing and you're doing it because you know how to do it. But maybe something within you is asking you to do something different, but you're playing it small. 347-426-3346. You know, and here's another one I want to throw out there. Is what you're doing, is it adding to the quality of life of the people that are experiencing you? Or is it making people feel depressed? Is it making people feel in pain? Are you enlightening people, bringing in the light so people can say, oh, I see clearly. I'm going to take a call. Celeste, I'm coming to you. But I want to read what Kamau said in the chat. And Kamau said, I always tell my students on day one, don't believe a word I say. Take the teachings into your own heart and find the truth that is for you. There is your real study. And sometimes we're afraid to trust our own self. Sometimes we're afraid to go into our own heart because the heart has been broken. It's been broken wide open that we're too afraid to go in there. But that's where the answers lie. And sometimes the pain is so strong that you can't even hear the answer. And that's why you have ministers, life coaches, therapists, good friends. You have whatever. There's so many ways through which the universe, God, divine mind, whatever you want to call it, is trying to tell you. Simply, your soul is saying there is an answer to what you're dealing with. Let's go to Celeste. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I am very well, and I'm loving the show.
Great.
There is something that I wanted to share about shifting, and it's here we go. So one of the things that I notice when I'm dealing with shifts is that I really want to show up as strong. And a lot of my shifting has to do with being vulnerable and sharing that, hey, this is where I'm at. And once I do that and I do my practices and I talk authentically instead of playing Superwoman, because I do that sometimes, I'm just showing up authentically, things just get lighter and you get to go outside and see and be aware of like bunnies in the middle of the day, which just happened to me. And a turtle dove and three crows, and because I'm happy and I'm aware and I'm seeing, because I just accept it.
Let me ask you this, because you said something that's such an important thing, that when you want to show up, when you're going through the shift, you should have expectation of what it needs to look like. Mm-hmm. What do you think is running that? What's the cause of that? What's the sponsoring thought that's saying, oh, this shift, you got to come out and really say, oh, yes, I did it, Superwoman. What's running that?
Oh, my goodness, it's pride. Because, when you show up, when there's a shift happening and I don't want to express that, whoa, I'm struggling, or there's a challenge, or I'm not really seeing a gift in this, that's usually when you get called Life Coach a day. So in those moments, though, like before that call happens, I play the game for at least maybe a day or two of, oh, I got it, I'm good, I can handle it, because I don't want anybody to see that, you know, I have to work on something, and then I realize, and I'm not beating myself up about that, but I realize that once I just stop tripping about that and just let heart and spirit roll, anything that I was worried about just comes together, and I start manifesting the way I'm used to. So I'm learning to embrace all my shifts. I really am. But, you know, every once in a while I have to check in, though.
Well, and that's good. So here's the thing, because I love what you said, that sometimes you go through it, you're dealing with it for a day or two. But, you know, whatever shift we're going through and growing through, it's okay to be with it. It's okay to, you know, but sometimes we just need that, if you will, external reflection to say, well, this is what I'm dealing with. How do you see it? This is what I'm, you know, this is my challenge. And because ultimately, you're not, if you really catch the idea when we talk about we are all one, when you go and talk to anybody, I'm not just talking to Celeste, I'm talking to everybody listening, everybody who can hear this conversation. When you call a friend who you know would hold the light of truth for you, they're not going to say, boy, you, listen, forget that mess, man. So forget that foolishness. Someone's going to hold the light of truth to your face and say, this is the, what do you want to do, ask you the right question, then you get to look at life from a different perspective. And that is so, so important. When we go through the shift, instead of trying to get it right, there's nothing to get right. It is already right. The only thing that needs to be right is to think right. And when we think right, we move with the flow, because everything that is happening for you is for your highest good. Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate that contribution. Yeah. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And let's see. Because I'm looking at different, I'm reading different things here. I'm getting away from this. Tell them about metaphysics. Oh, Lord, yes. Oh. Ooh, I felt chilled. Okay, so Kamau, my brother, who's going to be joining us on Thursday for the Masculinity and Spirituality show, just said, tell them about the metaphysical whip. The metaphysical whip. Oh, I love it. So when you go through new thought, ancient wisdom, and you learn your metaphysical principles, and you're so spiritual, and you're not religious anymore, you just learn to recognize that you're one with God. Ooh, you award yourself with a metaphysical whip. What's a metaphysical whip? It's that whip that you pull when you say, when a shift is happening in your life, and you don't like it, and you go into, what part of my consciousness created this? Oh, I need to work on my self-worth issue. Oh, this is not working. I can't believe I'm still dealing with this. Oh, I thought I was spiritual enough. I thought my mind was far beyond this. I can't. Yeah. You get it? You get the picture? The metaphysical whip. It's time to burn it. There are no mistakes in God. There are no mistakes in this life. Now, the only mistakes are how you interpret what's going on. What I'm talking about, stay in the energy of metaphysics and go read between the lines. Go to the first cause, recognizing that each and every one of us is an extension of who and what God is. Now, we may have different beliefs about what that is. We may have different beliefs about how things need to happen. But we can also remind ourselves that each and every one of us are standing at a point, and we're viewing life from that point. So when you share your point of view, understand that that's just your point of view. But when you allow yourself to move and step into somebody else's point of view, you might see something you haven't seen. As a matter of fact, you will. So where does your point of view need to change right now? Maybe somebody is getting on your nerves. Maybe you're dealing with your teenager and you can't seem to understand them, and you're just doing what everybody else does. Yeah, teenagers, they're just difficult. They're just challenging. That's just what happened. No, you are challenging. You are playing small. You need to shift. 347-426-3346. We've got a few more minutes before we release the show. And we'll be back tomorrow. So just make sure you follow the show. We want to welcome. Let's see. We've got new faces and new names. We've got silent listeners. Thank you all for being here. The metaphysical whip is pointless. It is ridiculous. It's no need. And I will tell you, man, I have so many of them. Some of them were made out of snake skin, crocodile skin, cow tail. I had them hanging up. I used to beat myself up. Every now and then I take my shoelace and still beat myself up. I try not to hurt myself too much. But it is time to stop beating yourself. We talked about law of attraction the other day. Law of attraction. The law of attraction is simply the law of the universe that you are first cause. Life, your experience, is the effect. So what you see around you, what is bugging you, what is getting around, what is getting on your nerves, is simply an effect of the cause of your thought. You are first cause. So when you think a thought, when you send out a vibration as first cause, law of attraction will support you in bringing that into manifestation. So when you're experiencing something that doesn't feel right, when it's too painful and it's reflected back to you, you can say, "Oh, I need to choose differently. Choose again. Choose again," like says in Course in Miracles, the Course in Miracles. Choose again. Choose love. Choose love. Choose love. Love is freedom. Love is setting yourself free. And you know, when you become that love, when you choose forgiveness, when you choose right thinking, righteousness, when you choose to learn the lesson without beating yourself up, you get to shine the light for other people. You get to be the salvation for the world. You get to free other people because you've learned the lesson, and people look at you and how you deal with your mess, and they saw that you were going through this mess, but you embrace it and you receive the message. They're like, wow, there's something. You don't seem to be rattled. You seem to be laid back, you know. Once again, another spiritual lesson, Celebrity Apprentice, that I've been watching. I watched it last night. We're talking about how Little John is so laid back. And one of the judges said, you know, one thing I like about him is, you know, he knows what he's doing, but he's kind of laid back. And that laid back can work against him. Actually, he said is a negative. But here's the thing. Listen, if you really want to get things done in your life, if you really want to accomplish things, you better be laid back. Because life is working itself out without you. Life is going to be life with or without you. You are now being asked to be a conscious participant in life. So when you lay back and you're reflective, you can listen differently. You can listen twice as much. You have one mouth and two ears. two eyes. Listen twice as much, and when you see something, don't think, oh, because I see it, that's the way it is. Maybe you want to tune in to insight, your inner eyes. And when you get, when you become laid back, you don't need gin and juice. You can just be laid back and watch and experience. I love it. Ooh, you're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Addy. Let's see what's going on in the chat room. Hello. Let's see. I'm reading something in the chat. I'm seeing something here. I'm not quite clear on that. I'm reading something, but I'm not quite clear on it. Well, okay, but I get this part, though. I'm going to leave you with this. How are you dealing with the shift in the country? Woo, that's a bit deep. There's so much going on in the world. There's so much going on in the political world right now. You're getting people. Let me go here quickly as I release the show. But you get to answer that question. Here's a shift. There are people who are handling money for the world. The countries that are suffering saying, well, we'll give you some money. But once we give you the money, we own you. And they've been arrested for sexual offense. Now, not a judgment. How are you handling that shift that the world is going through, that person is going through, and you're like, I knew they were crooked. Or you're just watching them saying, another human being going through their growth experience. Because you know what? There's nothing going, what's going on outside there, outside in the world, is all a reflection of the world we've created. And if you judge, which is so easy to do, and I know it takes a certain kind of consciousness, if you're judging someone here, it doesn't matter if they're politicians, a doctor, a teacher, a police officer, you are contributing to the judgment, because every thought creates at some level. So your thoughts of judgment is creating more judgment. Your thoughts of hate is creating more hate in the world. So you can substitute that by creating thoughts of love, thinking thoughts of love and passion with yourself. And the more loving you are to who you are, the more you're stepping into your own life experience and asking yourself, why am I here? What am I here to give? What is the legacy that I'm leaving? Then you get to create something else in the world. The world is the way it is because the world we have created with our own thinking, with our own thoughts. We'll be back here tomorrow, 2 p.m. No, we won't be back here tomorrow at 2 p.m. We'll be back here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes, yes, yes. We're getting ready to release the show. Don't retire, burn them, give them abilities. Well, I'm going to make this up real quick. Kamala said, don't retire, burn them. Well, burn those tires. But if you choose to retire, think about this. Retire. You put a whole new tire on life. To step out. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be the shift you want to see right now.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.